end of the day, I'm not defending that nonsense. I've just seen that.
It really is a battle of the basement boys this afternoon. Colchester United and Doncaster Rovers. It is Colchester who lie bottom of League One and Doncaster who occupy that final relegation spot in 21st place. And then they've powered a ball forward for Gary McSheffrey, who's onside here, inside the penalty box, slots it home.
Great
debut goal.
Get it.
For Gary McSheffrey. It is Doncaster Rovers 1, Colchester United 0.
Someone I brought in scored. Showed a bit of quality in the last third. I can't defend it. I absolutely take my responsibility. And at the moment, they're not doing the things I want them to do. But when you've got a player in Makar who's absolutely ripped us to shreds all day, no one's touched him. I can't believe it.
Ball out onto that right-hand side again. Decent delivery onto that right-hand side for Massey to give chase. Avina for company. And he's got round Avina and slides it in here. Matthew's going to be called upon. But this time the ball goes past him and Chris Porter levels things for Colchester United. Opportunity for Lee to shoot. Curling! Oh! What a goal! Elliot Lee, left-hand side of the penalty area. And Colchester United have turned this round and once again Doncaster have messed up a promising position.
I'm absolutely fuming. A complete embarrassment. And of course, as the manager, it's my players. Well, actually, it's not my players. You look at a team and all the different strengths and weaknesses of a team. Clearly, we are way, way short of the characters. Miles short.
And here's Gilby, they could make it worse here for Rovers. Darren's just too perplexed on the touchline! And they have made it three! Alex Gilby with another wonderful effort, this time on the right-hand side. Similar distance out, it was powered towards the top right-hand corner and it has collapsed for Doncaster Rovers in this second half. They have not been good enough.
Quite honestly, I could play the youth team on Monday and get more out of that.
As Moncur breaks into the right-hand side penalty area, will he go alone? Oh, yes, he will. He'll have a shot. It's 4-1. Richard Brindley, the substitute, has wrapped up a perfect second half for Colchester.
We've lost four goals in 30 minutes. It could have been seven. No characters, no one leading, nothing. Shambles.
And where do you look now if you're a Doncaster player, the Doncaster manager or a Doncaster fan? Bottom of the league, Colchester have run riot in this second half.
And the lack of things that I want out of a football team, the lack of things I want out of a football player. And everyone's going to say, well, you're the manager and all that. Yeah, but do you know what? Sometimes I disagree with that. Sometimes why is it all the manager? They've got to show some character. They're grown men, not kids. Possibly the worst half an hour I've seen, certainly. That's just absolute nonsense what I've seen there.
It is Doncaster Rovers now trailing Colchester United by 4-1.